Do you take time each year to do any kind of evaluation with your piano studio families? Now, formal parent-teacher meetings are one of those things that's easy to overlook, I think, sometimes in independent studios, or dismiss because they're not required like in a school system, and also because a one-on-one meeting can feel like an unnecessary and maybe even overwhelming task. I'm here to tell you today that it doesn't have to be that way. Over the past 10 years, while my overall process for end-of-year evaluations has evolved, there's one particular element that has bubbled to the surface that is hands down the best and easiest part of the whole process. In fact, it's so good that this year I was telling myself I should just consider making it the focus from now on and just throwing the rest of everything that I did out. Now, of course, I'm exaggerating here, but it really is so easy and truly almost magical. Welcome to the Piano Pantry Podcast, where together we live life as independent music teachers. I'm your host, Amy Chaplin. In this space, we talk about all things teacher life related, from organizing our studios to getting dinner on the table and all that comes between. You'll get loads of easily actionable tips on organizing and managing your studio while balancing life and home. Evaluation meeting, end of year meeting, parent-teacher conference, choose your term, it's the same idea. The main goal is to get some kind of formal and preferably face-to-face sit down with studio parents and students. With parents dropping students off to lessons, it can be easy for an entire school year to pass by and never chat with a parent face-to-face. I always find these meeting times to be really encouraging and rejuvenating for all involved. There can be two overarching goals for an evaluation time at the end of a school year. A time of looking back, that is measuring progress and highlighting achievements the student has made, and looking forward, what are some of the goals or areas of growth that they can look forward to? This process doesn't have to be all up to you. I always send a questionnaire to studio families requesting that they are returned prior to our meeting so I have a chance to look through their feedback. In the past, I've had them fill out printable forms, one for the parent and one for the student. Now, if you're interested, these forms are free to download on pianopantry.com, and I will link to that in the show notes for you. I currently do these evaluation forms in Google Forms and now just have one form. Some of the questions are directed at parents and some are directed to the student. But if you do one form, just be sure and make it clear at the start that the form requires both student and parent be present to fill it out. Every year, I ask different questions based on the kind of feedback I'm looking for and will admit that the form has gotten shorter over the years. My main goal is for them to take a moment to consider their own progress and efforts, what worked well and what didn't. My portion has also evolved over the years. I used to do a quite in-depth assessment, actually assigning scores to how the students were doing in multiple categories, such as rhythm or sight reading and so forth. What I've learned over the years, though, is that for the majority of families, it means nothing. It's not that they don't care, it's just that assigning a score is really unnecessary extra information for them. All they really want to know is my kid doing okay, and what are some things that we can consider as we move forward? Now, if you want to read more about this evaluation form that I used for years and organized using Evernote, I will pop a link to that in the show notes for you, along with that form for the parent-student questionnaires I mentioned earlier. Now, we're inching closer to the big reveal about the whole magical part, I promise. About 5 years ago, I started using Google Photos for all my media as opposed to Apple Photos. While they have a lot of the same functionalities, I just found Google Photos more visually appealing and user-friendly. In recent years, I've also started being more proactive in recording my students playing pieces once they've mastered them. Now, we don't capture all of them, but I try to get a few recordings each year. Most especially, I started recording students performing their recital piece at our final evaluation meeting time. So the last week of our school year calendar, that is the week prior to the recital, is our evaluation week. Students and parents come in, and the first thing I have students do is play their piece so I can record it. Then I sit down with them and parents and we just have a chat about their year, their accomplishments, and some future goals. Now, I don't know why this took me so long, but it dawned on me a couple of years ago that I should start pulling up old videos of the students playing to show their progress. One of the ways I use Google Photos is to create albums for each student. Google uses facial recognition and automatically adds photos into each student's album. It's incredibly slick and takes absolutely no work from me. Well, except for the videos. It doesn't usually recognize faces in videos, and I have to manually make sure the videos are put into the student's album. It's super easy to keep up on every day, though, as I just spend a few minutes going through any photos or videos taken that day. Now, that's just a good general life organization principle, really, and it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. Again, the great thing about doing this for your evaluation meetings is it's something that happens throughout the whole school year. It practically organizes itself, and then all you have to do at the evaluation meeting is open up Google Photos and pull up the student's individual photo album. The moment I say, hey, I'm going to show you a video from the first year you took piano lessons, everyone gets really excited and crowds around the screen. I'm telling you, you can immediately feel the excitement and energy from both parents and students, and everyone is happy and smiling and laughing. I try to play one video for each year, depending on how long they've been in lessons, and make sure that they know from the timestamp exactly how long they had been in lessons at that point. Remember, they had just heard their student playing their recital piece for this year, and then to turn around 30 seconds later and hear them play a piece from 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 years ago is incredibly impactful. As they watch the video, I try and point out specific things like, look, you're only playing with one hand at a time here, or did you hear how short that piece was? Or you were kind of having a hard time keeping a steady beat here, did you notice? But listen to this next video, how well you played with a solid pulse in this one. Ugh, I am telling you guys, this is the stuff. Like, this is such a great way to show students progress. I wish I would have done it years and years ago. Even for students that you feel like maybe didn't make as much progress as you would like them to have made throughout the school year, I can promise you're still going to notice growth. Playing back videos of student performances from months or years past is so much easier and way less work than sitting down and writing out a formal evaluation form. That being said, I'll admit, while I'm tempted to rely on that entirely and call it a day in the future, I do think it's still important for us to take the time to write out a few tangible points so when the next year's evaluation rolls around, you can look at that student squarely in the eyes and say things like, hey, one of my goals last year was for you to work on having a more consistent hand position. Look at how well your hand is shaping up. Or last year's evaluation note mentioned you were struggling with scale fingerings, and this year you play them like a breeze. Sometimes solutions for things in our lives and studios don't have to be that hard. While technology isn't always easy, it can often create amazing solutions we would have never dreamed up even a few years ago. This is one of those ways. If you enjoyed this episode, take a minute to jump on over to Apple Podcasts to leave a review and rating so other teachers can find it. If you're on social media, connect with me on Instagram at Amy Chaplin Piano or on Facebook at Piano Pantry. Since Google Photos was brought up in this episode, it made me think of a fun fact that I used to love taking photos in high school, you know, like with one of those good old film cameras. I actually also enjoyed scrapbooking back in the day, and in hindsight, it's kind of funny that I think about that now because I'm really not a crafty person at all. Like, I do not enjoy doing crafts. I never have. So it's kind of funny that I enjoyed doing creative memories, you know, photo album stuff. Anyway, but when I met my husband, he was also into photography, but at a much higher scale than I was. I was doing, you know, little point and shoot cameras, and he actually had some professional photography equipment that he bought like in high school. He even started doing weddings like in college, and I started helping him do those and everything. But once I met him, my own personal picture taking fun just kind of died away, which is fine. And he's since sold off his equipment, and you know, that was a whole nother life for both of us. But it's just interesting how little things can take you back and bring up old memories. So that's my fun fact for today. And thanks for being here, you guys. See you next week.